AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Stocks tumbled today as the market had one of its worst days since its springtime sell-off. Seth Sutel has numbers and more.
The S&P 500 sank 1.7% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 797 points. That's about 1.7%. The Dow had set a record high a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2.3%. Nvidia and other stocks benefiting from the frenzy surrounding artificial intelligence pulled back as investors worry the stocks have gotten too expensive. Nvidia gave back 3.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In North Carolina, the Mecklenburg County Sheriff says Charlotte will be the next target in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The city could see an influx of federal agents as early as this weekend. The Trump administration says it's reached trade frameworks with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala, which should increase U.S. firms' ability to sell industrial and agricultural products. Meantime, Jennifer King reports First Lady Melania Trump is spearheading an initiative to improve career and education opportunities for children raised in foster care.
Too many people from foster care community end up homeless.
At a White House event, President Trump signed an executive order to create a Fostering the Future program.
Under this major new initiative, great American companies and institutions will be signing a pledge to invest in teaching, training, and mentoring America's youth who are transitioning out of the foster care system.
It aims to establish a comprehensive network connecting federal departments and agencies, private sectors, businesses, higher learning institutions, and charitable organizations.
The program builds on a Fostering the Future initiative launched in 2021 that offers scholarships to current and former foster youth. The First Lady says the initiative is her tremendous pride.
It is both empathetic and strategic.
Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. NFL tonight, the Patriots hosting the Jets, while Gethin Coolbaugh has Giants news.
Jameis Winston is getting another shot in the room where it happens.
I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference if y'all don't know.
With rookie starter Jackson Dart in concussion protocol, Winston will serve as the New York Giants starting quarterback for their game Sunday against Green Bay.
I've been waiting on this moment, man. So the shackles are off, the rust is off, like it's like, hey, you get to play.
It is interim coach Mike Kafka's first big decision since taking over following the firing of Brian Daboll and auditioning for the full-time job by showing what he can do in the final games of this lost season.
Our players are pros, right? They're pros. So my job is to get them in the best position to be successful.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.